When your prayers are not answered. Have you had times when it seemed that God was not answering your prayers? I'm not going to ask you to put up your hands and tell your story, but I think that in the course of our spiritual lives, we've all had times when we somehow were yearning for God to make a response to our prayers that we were not seeing. And of course, the risk is that sometimes for people, when our prayers are not answered as we wish, we conclude that God is not listening, or that God does not care. Now, as a matter of faith, I don't believe that that is what is happening. Let me this morning offer some other explanations for an apparent lack of response from God when we pray. Now, I want to begin with a clipping. This clipping appeared in a newspaper setting. I don't even know where it came from because it was just cut out. It has no date on it, no newspaper source. I'm not even sure how I have it. Although I think maybe it was actually posted on the bulletin board in Johnson Hall. So someone here may recognize it when I read it to you. It's very brief. It was a little item that was headed, God said no. It reads this way. I asked God to take away my habit. God said, no, it is not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. I ask God to make my handicapped child whole. God said, no, his spirit is whole. His body is only temporary. I ask God to grant me patience. God said, no. Patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted, it is learned. I ask God to give me happiness. God said, no, I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I ask God to spare me pain. God said, no, suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I ask God to make my spirit grow. God said, no, you must grow on your own. But I will prune you to make you fruitful. I ask God for all things that I might enjoy life. God said, no, I will give you life so that you may enjoy all things. I ask God to help me love others as much as he loves me. God said, ah, finally you have the idea. And it concludes, this day is yours, don't throw it away. May God bless you. Now, I'm not going to talk about that in detail. I will put a copy of it back up on the bulletin board in Johnson Hall. But it reminds us of the sort of complexity that goes with God's response to our prayers. The complexity that God equips, that God blesses, that God provides, but that we are not simply passive recipients, but that we are engaged in life with God. And of course, the reality is that when we pray and don't seem to see God's answer, it may be that God is answering in our prayers in ways that we do not recognize. Because we have sometimes a bad habit of telling God how he must answer our prayers. And if the Lord's response just doesn't quite match up with how we pictured it, then we fail to see his hand at work. Sometimes we forget that we are people who inhabit mortal bodies which are subject to pain, injury, disease, and death. Even faithful and devout prayers cannot keep someone alive forever. And sometimes, you see, we lose this sense of perspective, or it grows dim in the midst of our perceived need for God's response. And sometimes we, rather than going to God and asking him to sort out life and to deal with circumstances that we're encountering, we think about them all, come up with a solution, and then say to God, this is what I want. And of course, our prayers are not just a petition, but the beginning of a conversation with God. A conversation in which we listen as well as speak. Conversation in which we listen for answers that may differ from what we might have at first anticipated the Lord's response would be. And of course, as sinful mortals, we sometimes use the capacity for choice that God has given us to reject him or to ignore what he makes clear to us as his way. So there are a variety of ways in which we may derail or fail to recognize or appreciate the answers that God is offering to us in response to that prayer that we first offered up to him. Sometimes it is, you see, that we just do not understand the bigger plan that God has for us and for others around us. We see only the immediate and that thing which, or issue which we feel, if changed, would make everything all right. So, what do we do when our prayers are not answered, or at least when we perceive that our prayers are not answered? You may not like the next line, but the answer is really, of course, we should keep on praying. And we should broaden out our prayer from that very, perhaps, specific petition that we offered in the first place. Broaden it out to a conversation with God in which we ask Him to help us see how He may be responding to the prayer we offered at the outset, that we so far have been unable to see. And then in the midst of it all, we ask God to keep us rooted in trusting Him. Because seasons when we feel that prayers have not been answered are seasons when we're really quite vulnerable spiritually. And I have encountered people who, in their spiritual story, say, well, I prayed and God didn't answer, and that was the end of it for me with God. And maybe you've met people who have some variation of that story in their past. And it's sad and lamentable, because we see, as human mortals, such a little sliver of reality. And God in His grace can help us widen our vision. And in the meantime, our petition is that He will keep us trusting Him as that process unfolds. And it may be a brief season, or it may be a long season. And maybe you can think back decades to prayers you offered that didn't seem to be answered then, and you still aren't sure you see the answer to them now. But be assured then that the Lord is faithful. He's not abandoned you. He's not rejected you. It is that His ways are different from our ways. And He's still caring for you. And He's still seeing you through. Even though on that one particular thing, or in that one particular way, you may not yet have grasped or achieved an understanding of the Lord's response. Romans 8, a beautifully rich chapter, scripture, has one thought in it, you know, the reality that thought that we sometimes overlook in the variety of things that that chapter presents to us. And it is the petition that we will know how to pray as we ought to pray. Because, quite frankly, there are times in life when we aren't sure what to pray. And yet we can then, you see, put ourselves in the hands of God, because God is the one who can be trusted. He's so much more reliable than we are. We're fickle and uncertain and change our minds from day to day. And the Lord is faithful and constant and patient and enduring. He is the Lord. And so, when we find ourselves in moments and situations when we don't know what needs to happen, at least then we're spared from telling God what to do. And we may come to God and just lay the needs we perceive before Him and ask for His blessing and care. Jesus in Luke 18 told that story about an unusual parable in a way, because it's a parable in which He's not exactly commending the central figure in the story, about the judge who didn't have regard for God or anybody else, and has this persistent widow on his doorstep appealing to him to give, to rule in such a way that she receives justice. And he finally just gets tired of hearing her and does what he ought to have done in the first place. And of course, that's not what Jesus is not saying, that's the way God is. In fact, he goes on to speak about that God will bring justice for his people. And that in the tortured affairs of human beings, justice often gets trampled underfoot. But in the way of the Lord, justice will prevail. And we can, you know, sit down and think up all kinds of situations in life, in our own lives and in life in the world, and we say, where was God? Why did that happen? And it's not that simple. We are human beings who were not created as robots, programmed to do exactly what we ought to do. And as a consequence, often human conduct is far from commendable and far from just. But the Lord's ears are open, His arms ready to receive His people, and we are invited to come to Him and converse with Him and share our pain, our uncertainty, our fears, and our hopes and our dreams, and ask Him to walk with us through the days ahead. And then life changes. So, when you feel that your prayers have not been answered, don't give up. Pray. But pray realizing that God's answer is maybe not quite what you expected. And pray knowing that the Lord will care for you and not abandon you. And so, as Paul says, pray always. Friends, this doesn't answer every question that we might pose. There will be a time when our questions will all find answers. But be patient. It may not be in this life, but in the life to come. This is good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.